what are the directions on the map look like? Like, I know it's as if like a first grader drew it, but what are the little symbols that are by each
option? The ones that head toward the forest are like trees and like mountains. Tumbleweed equals the town, or rather, no, it's the star for the town. I said tumbleweed earlier, but I meant star. And then since it shows the other ones, there's like three steep, like there's like a, I'm gonna say there's like a bowl and like steam coming off of it, and you know that's like the hot tubs, the oh my god, what's that place called? Hallucinations. And then like around on like on the other side there's just a sun for Solier, and then on the other side completely from the forest is what did we say Mort Templar was again? It was just like a portal dimensional sort of thing.
Yeah, it's kind of a extra dimensional trap.
So as you're looking at the map and looking out into the horizon, because you're trying to figure out what is going on, you actually see just something catch your eyes as you're walking around, and it is a Noctover sign that has those multiple directional sort of like things to tell you where to go. And it's kind of like covered in salt and dirt and what have you, because it is a salt plain. So it was pretty buried, but you were able to like, I think he tripped over it. That's how he figured out it was there. And you look at it, and it looks like the post is still there and lining, and you're able to pick it up and like look at the post, and you're able to see the direction that Nyong was talking about on the map is the correct direction than the one that old Sal was saying. I'm going to assume y'all can read. Just out of good faith.
Bold deception.
Maybe, no, it's, sorry, it's not, so, okay, with that, I'm going to say it's symbols then. So the same really crappy trees. Yeah. That.
I mean, letters are symbols.
Touché.
And it was Nail looking at this, correct? The one person who communicates through sound knows where to go on the map. This is very us, I feel.
So now how do you communicate what you found?
I think I just go and I pick up the sign, because it's a physical sign that we noticed. And like I point to it and I just go, and then just like with a flourish with my hands, there you go.
Part of me wants to roll to see if we understand that. That'll probably hold things up too long.
I feel like I'm like Groot and y'all have just let you just understand this. Yeah, like y'all have just like you've grown accustomed to this.
Oh, I love that. Okay, cool.
Yes, and the fairies are behind the well.
Y'all, in your bear costumes, things actually don't bother y'all, honestly. Typically with kobolds, y'all have, you know, just external factors like giant eagles and like, you know, coming down and swooping. But they're not swooping today. You're quite disguised. Yeah, you see them circling overhead, but you know when they circle that they're ready to attack, but they just stay up there. And there is like maybe one that like lands nearby to like get like a closer look. And it's got like its feathers and like it just like you see it staring at you. But since it's y'all are bears, it just sort of like, even though you're small bears, mind you, it sort of like hops along just to like keep up and keep an eye on, but like other than that, it's trying to suss y'all out, like it's trying to like
Mox puts a paw up, like paws towards it.
Yeah, and I think it sort of just like backs away a bit and then just like gives you another look and then it flies away.
What is Mox's? I don't think Mox puts two and two together.
What does Mox think then?
I mean, I think Mox probably... I was going to see if Mox would know, like, oh, we should, whenever we travel outside the village, we should always wear these. But that's giving us way too much credit. So I don't think Mox thinks that far ahead. So
yeah. But yeah, y'all are able to cross the salt plains pretty well. And you see the forest in the distance. And y'all start coming upon it. Is this your first time in the forest?
It's not for now.
It is Nyong's.
It is also not your Zor. No, my name.
Which feels very on par for Zor, forgetting their name when they're hungry.
Zor doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah, I think Mox has come out probably to the tree line to collect things. Now I'm blurring Mox and Dawn from the other game. I think Mox comes out to the tree line to like collect things to tinker, you know, to like tinker with or stuff, but has not ventured deep into the forest. So,
I mean, it's not the open salt fields that you're used to. It's tall, dark wooded trees with purple leaves covering up the sun that usually is beaming down. So it's kind of like shadowy and dark. And you can hear tons, unlike where you live now, other than the cobalt, it's pretty quiet, other than the occasional like eagle screech or what have you. But there's a lot of like bird chatter and just nature noises. I don't know, I call it nature noises, but it's nature noises. As you come in, and you know, just a scent of like pollen in the air, is because I think it's pollen season. It's probably springtime, so if anybody has allergies, they're gonna be feeling them now.
Mox sneezes. Can I do like a figure? I'm looking at the basic moves. Can I do a figure things out roll? Nine. Wait, is it plus wisdom? I have zero. So nine. Okay. So the questions are, what happened here recently? What is about to try and kill us besides everything? What can we see that others would miss? How can I escape? Where is the shiny? Oh my god. Shiny. Morgan, I'm sorry, but I have to ask, where's the shiny?
Okay. So since you're looking specifically for shiny things now, and getting completely off track, we have not described how shiny and what fairies look like yet, nor how big they are, nor
8 foot tall fairies.
These little bear costumes aren't gonna fit them at all.
They're like, oh yes, a costume for my dog, perfect. Like, so as you're looking around, you're stepping in the forest, and you're just glancing. You see something in the tree and it just catches your eye, and it's just something that's reflecting in the light. And you're not exactly sure what it is, but there is a shiny up there.
All right. I'm going to try to climb the tree.
You're able to climb.
Or we can all stack on top of each other.
I mean, you do the stack, however, it doesn't even get like halfway up the tree. You're like, oh yes, perfect. Let's all stack, and you're like, okay. Oh. Mm.
Is it anything? Can I see what it is now that we're stacked, or is it still too far up?
It's still too far up.
Okay. I'm fine leaving it alone. I'm the one that asked where the shiny is. I would say that I derailed us, but have we been on the rails at all? I don't think so. Okay, I won't hold us up any longer.
Has there been rails? Question mark. Go further in. Nell, how do you feel about being back in the forest?
Excited, because there's usually pizza. There's the promise of pizza. But the last time Nail was in the forest, it took a while to get out. Yeah, I was going to say that Nail also does have allergies. So, like, every now and then you do hear the... you just hear this occasional, like, like, fog whistling noise.
So, yeah, as you go further into the woods and you're going, you know, down this path and, you know, you're staying pretty much to the shadows and you hear... things in the trees rustling about. The smell of pizza starts hitting your nose. The fresh buttery crust. The sizzle of cheese.
Zora perks up. Takes the lead.
Are you walking the bathroom with purpose?
Yes. Oh, I love it.
Zora has a goal.
You'll start heading in, Zora leading their direction with their nose. Takes you on a journey. Just quickly, fast. And y'all don't really realize whenever going through, all of a sudden you're starting to travel through like various areas that are quite intriguing. Are in deeper into the woods, and everything's starting to look the same because there's nothing but trees at this point. And with as you're moving around and all that, you hear something sort of just scuttle behind, around you. And then all of a sudden you see pop out in front of you is a fox. And it has that look in its eyes that it's like, oh, hello, fresh meat.
How big is this fox?
I would say it's like an average size fox, so.
Does it talk to us?
Sorry.
Okay.
I think it just looks at you and it's like, you can just tell, like, it could obviously talk to you, like, you know, because everything here communicates in some sort of way. Even the birds, even though they're just like watching, everything talks. Question that, and but yeah, it's just starting to look at you, and it's just like starting to like, oh, wait, hold on, that's the voice I did for Old Sal. Hold on.
It's really Old Sal. Guys,
hey, Dolly caught up with you. Ooh. Fresh meat. And then you hear like a...
Wasn't that just...
It's an emergency.
That was emergency, alarm? Emergency.
Emergency. Emergency. We're going to get eaten.
Yes.
That's an emergency. Fair.
Yeah, as Fox sort of starts looking at you, getting like taking another step closer, knowing that it's trying to get its next meal. Obviously thinking that y'all are small dogs instead of actual bears, because you're smaller than
I don't know why anybody would get that idea.
What do y'all do? You can either try to fight it, you can try to run away from it, you can try to talk to it.
I think we should try to talk to it first. Zora, you were leading. Do you want to talk to it, or do you prefer someone else to?
Yeah, no, Zora's going to step back as soon as it is apparent that this is not a actual piece of pizza.
That feels right. I think Mox asks, like, lifts a paw. A soft, cozy, snuggy, like, bear paw. And says, hello, friend.
Usually I don't talk to my prey before I eat it, but hello.
Oh, please don't eat us. We're trying to find the fairies.
Dogs need fairies. And, like...
We wish to subsume them.
looks closer and he's trying to like such like, you know, just like squint at y'all. You're not lying, so maybe plead your case.
Is plead a- oh, plead your case is a rule.
Kevin, do you want to do that one since okay.
Sure.
It is plus charisma.
Let me see. Yes. All right. Wait, what case are we pleading?
Yeah, find the fairies and not eat us.
Right. Yes. Oh, that's dog shit. That's a 4.
Does anybody want to aid or interfere?
Interfere? Please get in my way.
We have the aid or interfere.
Well, even on a success, I only get at most a +1, which gets me to a 5.
Oh, you're still gonna...
Yeah.
This fox is hungry.
This fox is friend to the fairies.
Also, too, because of a miss, it marks the clock up a bit.
Oh, great.
So, any miss that you have makes the timeline go a little bit faster.
That's okay. We can't tell time.
Fair.
Yeah.
We've been in this forest for years. It all looks the same.
It's always the same. So, yeah, it just looks like... I don't know what Sasuma is, but... y'all do look kind of tasty. Except for that one. That one looks really skinny. And it looks over it. It's sore. But looks back at the other ones like,
Hey, I know, but you didn't have to say it.
So, which one will be first?
Oh, man. I'm gonna send my butterfly at it.
Okay.
A noble sacrifice. We appreciate your contribution to the cause.
Hold on, let me open up the... Oh good, my strength's a -1, so I'm super glad I'm the one doing this. Oh, okay. Well, it's a fail. 6 + 1 = 7, but also -1 because of my strength is 6.
Does anybody want to help out?
I'll try to aid or interfere. That's what I'm trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
We have a teamwork of 2.
Ooh, that's a
5. Oh, thank you. Because I was like, wait, where's the teamwork?
It's number? A village stat.
All right. Did you say you rolled a 4?
I rolled a
4. This is where the game ends. We're all eaten by the fox.
So we do teamwork is that's a +2 mm-hmm. for teamwork. So collectively I rolled a 6.
Can we teamwork a teamwork?
Can we? Oh no, what happens to my butterfly?
I was going to say that I think Nail got a little overzealous and with their foghorn and it scared your butterfly away so it could not do any damage.
That's good. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the butterfly is coming and then Nell like does a and it just sort of like double backs and then like flies up into the trees.
Coward.
And then it sees that and it looks at Nell and starts charging towards Nell. So y'all can all try to duck, cover, squirm, or attack depending on what you want to do.
Do we all need to make the roll?
I mean, it's kind of like going through y'all, so to get to Nail, because Nail made the loudest noise. Therefore, it's the biggest threat.
Then I'm going to try and move.
Yeah, I will also try and dodge or duck, cover, and squirm.
I got an 8. An 8 in evasion.
I got a 6 for duck, cover, and squirm.
Oh, no.
Can I say that I grab the fox by the tail? So it's not doing any damage because it's not attack, but I can maybe stop it from getting to Nail.
Yeah. Nail, what do you... So yeah, I think it's going to pass. I think we're going to weigh on Nails real quick.
Okay.
So as it squeezes through, Nong, you get knocked over in the process and like knocked into some trees. I'm going to look real quick. And you get... you get a little knocked around. So I think it's going to be a hit point of damage that you take from being like barreled through. Just because you did fail that roll. Oh my god, Zor got a 7-8, right? So Zor, the GM will give you a hard bargain, worst outcome, or ugly choice. So Zor, you're standing right in front of Nell. So you can either keep standing in front of Nell or you can jump out of the way. And Nell takes, and it goes straight for Nell.
Zor's going to jump out of the way because Zor has bless and cure. Zor can't fight for shit.
Zor has things to live for, like pizza.
And Mox, you said you're going to grab it by the tail, so because you're using strength.
Yep.
Yeah. So as it goes by, you grab it for and you got an 8. It's either going to snap at Nail or snap at you.
It makes sense that it would snap at me. I'm the one grabbing its tail.
Okay. And Nail, what are you doing?
After I foghorned, I think I'm gonna. I tried to hit it with my big ass sword. That did not go well.
Oh no! What'd you get?
I got a 6.
Even with your ads and stuff.
Well, yeah.
So I think you swing and you miss, but while it's turning around to snap at Mox. So yeah, Mox, as it comes around and it snaps at you, I think it's going to get you probably like in the side and it's going to be about 2 points of damage. But as it lays its teeth into you and it like, you know, because it drew blood because it bit you, it's going to like do like a thing where it sort of like recoils a bit and like taste it like, it looks again, it's like, kobolds, bleh. Yeah, I'm not. You see it trying to like wipe its tongue out with its mouth. And then it just starts scampering off.
Mox lost their butterfly and has only half their hit points left.
Can I roll cure for Mox? Roll plus wisdom on a hit, you can deal 1d6 plus wisdom on a 7 or 9. Da, da, da. Okay. 5 and 1, 6 plus my wisdom, 8, 0, so that's a 6.
On a miss, something has gone terribly wrong. Did you read the incantation right? You feel searing pain in your hands. Take 1d4 damage from the failed attempt.
Oh no!
Oops.
Zor, I'm just trying to help.
I take a 2 damage.
Alright, so you take 2 damage down.
It's because you're hungry, you can't think straight.
I couldn't read to begin with!
Aww. Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, now you're in the, I'm trying to think, the forest. I was like, what space are we in currently? You're in the forest, the fox left you alone. And it scampered off. But as you're trying to heal and fail in the process, and you're sitting there trying, y'all are just recovering from the interaction with the fox, you actually hear in the roots of the trees chattering of sorts. People, sounds like someone's talking to each other. And the smell of pizza is just like overwhelming of the area. The fresh basil, the sizzling mozzarella, the freshly baked breads of the crust.
I mean, now I want pizza.
Yeah, I really want pizza. Zor perks up as much as they can.
Yeah, I think we should start heading towards the smell of the pizza since the fairies will have also probably picked up on its scent and could go there as well.
Does the thought of leading a group through the creative landscapes of your imagination terrify you? Do you worry about being asked questions you don't know the answers to? Have you wanted to try being a dungeon or game master, but your social anxiety has been holding you back? Hi, I'm Amber, and I used to nearly vomit at the idea of running a tabletop RPG. How'd I get over that anxiety? I haven't. Surprise! I'm still an anxious mess, and you can listen to all of it on Shapeshift, where I've recorded 80% of every game I've ever ran. Over the last 4 years, I've run a ton of indie one-shots like Casket Land, a weird Western horror game, to my first ever campaign using Ryutama, a Studio Ghibli-like exploration-focused game. Follow me through my journey learning how to GM and to live with my anxiety. It doesn't go away completely, but it does get easier to manage. Go to geekspective.com to find out more information or find Shapeshift on wherever you listen to your podcasts.
And yeah, as you get there, you see these like ovens. And they're like, they're not even ovens. They're like pizza. Oh my God, what are they called?
Pizza stone.
Yeah.
Ovens. Yeah, pizza stone ovens. And just like, it's like a fairy ring of pizza stove of ovens. And they're all fairy size, so they're very small. And each of them has a little tiny pizza cooking away. And there's a fairy that's bouncing around with like a, like one of those big old paddles, you know, shifting them around and pulling them out and like getting them ready for the day and all that. And there's a couple other, fairies in the area, sort of like in the kitchen, quote unquote, of prepping and like getting things organized and tossing the dough and all that. And yeah, you see the a bunch of fairies just working away in their pizzeria circle. What do y'all do?
Hello, we are here for a pickup order.
We're not wrong.
And I think one of the people who is prepping looks up and starts tapping the one next to them because they're just like all, you know, mouth agape and like eyes wide. And the other one stops and just small mutterings. And then eventually they all just stop and look up at y'all because, of course, they're wee things. They're like, y'all are like, what, 3 feet tall?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
About. They're probably like 3 inches.
Yeah.
Yeah, like 3 inches to 4. So they're all small things. And they're like, boss, boss. And the one with the paddle who's going around, he's like, what? And they look up and like, oh, hey. Oh, we don't get bears around here. That's new. And it like floats up to who's in front. Actually, it's Nyong because Nyong's got the pickup
order. The pickup order, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, you have a pickup order? What's the name?
Barry.
Barry, hold on. And it floats down, and it's looking around. It's like, oh, we don't have an order for a Barry.
What do you mean? We called ahead. This is ridiculous.
And it's like, oh, geez. Oh. Usually we make things for you. Okay. We're so sorry about that. Give us like 5 minutes. Posey, come here. Help this fine bear out. And there's like another one who was like working with the herb. So like it's covered like with like little leaves and stuff in their hair because they're busy chopping all the herbs. And like they're like, and they have like a big old like, they have a basil leaf that they're, that, and like a little like pencil. Like, okay. Yes, how can I help you?
We require 3 dozen footloose antidote pizzas. With extra bacon.
And one Hawaiian, please.
Oh, an Hawaiian. Okay. We need Hawaiian. Boss? Do we do the footloose? Oh, those are the footloose! Oh, those are rare specialties.
In exchange, we will give you the shirts off our backs.
What do you mean? That's your skin. You're not wearing shirts.
I think Mox takes off the koala suit.
They're shedding.
It is molting season for bears.
No.
Oh no.
I'd love to say that in a montage, Mox shows them how to get into the koala suit, and they like take it for a little test run.
Yes.
I feel like things have gotten super weird, and this is when Nail decides to do a commanding performance.
Please
do it.
Please, what does the commanding performance do?
When you play a song of kobold battle to intimidate a target unit, roll plus charisma.
Wait, commanding or confounding?
On a plus 10, you. It's confounding. It's confounding. I feel like things are about to go awry.
Yeah. About to.
What's my charisma? What's my charisma? Charisma is 0. I got a 9.
Nice. On a 7 to 9, you and your allies take plus 1 forward to the next attack on the target unit on it. Just play your foghorn in the background as they're taking it out for a test drive.
Yes, I've distracted the upset or concerned fairies by this this bear costume shedding with my foghorn performance, which is just me foghorning and dancing at the same time. The fairies aren't concerned with the dancing illness, so I can dance for enjoyment around the fairies. And yes.
So yeah, they're like, oh, okay. Oh, it's the kobolds. Okay, it's not just shedding season. It's not molting season. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, that's so good.
Zora's making no moves to take off their grizzly costume. If Zora could walk right back out of the situation wearing their cozy jammies, they'd be happy.
Does everybody else take off their jams?
Young will take them off.
And so it's like, oh, okay, so you traveled with this bear then. The bear was your protection to get through the woods. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay, this would be great against the centaurs, because the centaurs, they're so big and they're so mean, and they still are a pizza, and they don't leave tips.
That's so rude.
They are the worst.
They are.
They don't tip?
They don't tip.
Rude.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Let's get those footloose pizzas going. We need to go, Oh, yes, we still have ingredients. Good. All right, cool.
I think that Mox puts an extra tip in the tip jar.
Oh.
Acorns? I don't know. what would we have?
Nail puts a whole buttload of Brussels sprouts in the tip jar.
Yes.
Just fill it up, and they just like look at you, and they're just like, okay. just all defeated.
Okay.
Like, so you see them starting to put like this like mixed nut concoction on these pizzas. And then you see them opening the jars that's been fermenting and pulling out like slices of fermented cucumbers on top of that. Peanut butter and pickles, yeah. And that's a Footloose special. Peanut butter and pickles. Yeah, so you see them starting to make like 2 dozens. So, you know, they're all working in unison, all getting together and putting it all together. And then there's just a little one of Hawaiian. A little like ham and pineapples, and put the box together, and eventually you see them like flying up, two of each side, stacked high, and the pizzas are like maybe like an inch R2.
Like little coasters.
Yeah. Like the size of a quarter. And yeah, you have your...
We have the cure!
Yeah. Who is carrying the pizzas?
I think Zor picked them up originally, but they were taken away.
Nell's carrying pizza.
I hope you don't have to blow the foghorn during carrying all these pizzas. We did it!
Yeah, you did it. You got the cure. You're heading back now.
Nothing bad will happen.
No.
No, nothing bad. That fox tasted y'all. It didn't like you. So the woods are pretty quiet. But you do hear, as you're getting towards the edge of the woods, the tip-taps, or the clonk-clonks, of hooves in the dirt. What do you do as they're getting closer?
Do we recognize them? Oh, does Nail recognize them because they've been in the woods before?
Do I? Let's see. Let's do a figure things out roll.
Yeah.
Okay. Ooh, a 10.
Ooh.
10. Yeah, it's a 10 because I don't have any wisdom.
You get to ask me two questions.
Nice.
Two questions. I guess the first obvious one is how can I escape?
So basically, you know, there is a big opening, like a tree trunk has like some roots and stuff that are like around it. And okay. Y'all can all fit under there and hide there as it passes by.
Okay.
And as soon as it passes by, y'all can just dip and go.
Okay. So we're going to do that. And what is the... Where's the shiny?
Where's the shiny? And I think as y'all start heading towards back towards the salt plains outside the woods, heading back home, the same thing in the tree catches your eye that you saw before. Or rather, Mox saw before.
The first thing we gotta do is we gotta show y'all we gotta go to that tree and hide from the thing that's gonna try and murder us. So.
Oh, look, Nail found us a hiding spot. Let's go.
And I think that noise also makes the hooves stop for a second because they're like, the center's like, what the hell is that noise?
Because we're drawing attention to ourselves.
And I just
but do y'all go and hide?
Yeah.
Look at them.
Yeah.
So you hide and and y'all are able to see the hooves like as they pass by underneath the roots. And you see them stop and then do like that turn, like looking around, like looking for whatever that noise was. And after a while you hear a huh, and just keep going. Like a oh, okay. Weird bird call, but alright. And it just keeps going and y'all are able to squeeze past it and start heading towards the edge of the forest where you see the shiny again and up in the tree.
Do we all see the shiny?
No, just Nail this.
Okay.
Sure, I'm going to climb the tree.
Yeah, because y'all just stacked each other on top of each other last time and Kristen didn't want to go any further.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you climb the tree, you're able to get to that branch. And you're able to, like, look in, and it looks like a silver chain with a circular, like, item hanging off of it. That's another, mm-hmm. like, metal shiny bit.
I grab the chain. It's my celebration horn. And I dangle it in front of my friends.
Ooh.
Is it a slammer?
It's a shiny slammer.
It's a metal slammer on a chain. Oh, that's what it looks like to y'all, rather.
male puts it on themselves.
It probably goes down to Nell's waist.
Because sure. Nell's this is a fashion statement.
Yeah. And yeah, you're able to make it out of the trees, out back into the salt plains, and the birds are there again. But then they only see one bear instead of four. And the one eagle sort of just comes down. It sort of like starts eyeing y'all. Because it knows kobolds. It's like, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The fox may not like you, but I like you. Like sort of situation. Zor, as the only bear of the party now. That's such a weird question. Party bear.
You're the only party bear.
You're the only party bear. What do you do?
I think Zora's gonna try to growl. But it's
intimidated.
It's Zor, so it kind of comes out like the roar.
And you know what? I think with that it'll back off. Like it'd be like, okay. That's a weird noise coming from bear. Alright, so just gonna watch. As you just growl at it and just sort of like stay at a distance as it keeps going.
If nothing else, it was off-putting.
Yeah, it was very bizarre. It definitely caught them off guard. And yeah, you're able to get back into town.
Can I say that my butterfly came back?
Yeah, your butterfly came back.
Fire breathing butterfly.
Yeah, you're leaving the forest, it joins you all again.
Yay!
Because it was just hiding up in the trees, waiting for things to pass.
Yeah.
It's a scary area.
Scarred. Yeah.
It was scarred. And as you get back to town, you see that there is about, like, 15 people dancing now. 15 to 20, or rather, 15 kobolds dancing now. So it's a whole party happening. What do you do?
I think Nail starts, throwing them at the kobolds, frisbee style.
Yes, I was gonna say the same thing. I love that.
When Zor sees that this is where the pizzas are going, Zor walks closer to the people dancing and starts pretending to dance.
I got the Hawaiian pizza for Zor, but I probably didn't tell them.
It was for Zor? I assumed it was for you.
No, I got it for you because you were so hungry. I could also see Mox not saying anything until now.
But yeah, people catch the pizzas as they're dancing, and like it's like, you know, jumping up and catching it, and like, or like doing like the little like sandwich catch with their hands sort of situation. And they're able, like while they're dancing, they're able to eat it, and eventually because of the weirdness of peanut butter and pickle, just heading the back of their brain, and it makes them really contemplate life. They stop dancing. They're able to break the spell of the illness of the dancing fever. Eventually, one by one, they all stop. As people are just winding down and recovering, old Sal comes back over. He's like, oh yes, you did it!
No thanks to you!
I gave you the map!
I cannot believe you sent us to the one fairy pizzeria that had Pepsi and not Coke. How dare you sabotage us in this way?
They're the only ones who had the cure! I'm sorry they don't have your drink preferences.
I'd like to think that after, Kevin, not to cut you off from this conversation, but I like to think that after this, we hold like a vote for a new leader because old Sal sent us to a place where there was Pepsi and not Coke. And we are all so upset.
Does Nong go for the leadership role?
Yes.
Is that what's happening?
Of course. Oh, you know what? No, Nyang is going to boost up Nail as a leader.
Yes!
And try and be that shadowy little squirmy dude.
Yes! Leader. We vote Nail in as the town leader.
Nail, who only nailed the pinnacle of honesty and justice. They who went out into the darkness and came back with the cure.
I am the town hero with the foghorn.
And this time will be known, like, as what happened. Knowing that leadership has failed us, this is the era. This era is over and the illness is gone. And I think with that, we can just end it there because it is a one-shot. Yeah.
I love the idea of us celebrating, us ending on celebrating Nail as our new leader, like lifting them up and their foghorn up, and we're like so excited for them.